There was a time I was walking in the forest and there was a tree that had fallen. This amazing broken structure. Looking at that break and the violence implied in that break, it was something you could hear. You could hear that cracking. Hi, I'm Roxy Payne, and I created the sculpture Symbiosis. It was brought to Philadelphia by the Association for Public Art.
I'm Todd Williams.
I'm Billy Chen, and we have an architectural practice in New York. We are the architects of the nearby Barnes Foundation.
And I've had the privilege of knowing Roxy for more than a decade. One of the trees has fallen and is rested on the more youthful vertical upright of a second tree. It's creating an archway through which one can walk.
I find it very moving because it's very much, for me, about human relationships. I think that, you know, it's a little bit like generations in a family. So even as the younger tree is holding up the sort of last vestige of the older tree, that split created by the older tree is presaging the future for the younger tree.
You know, it's intentionally ambiguous, and there's a tension there that I want to explore.
The piece is made of thousands of pieces of stainless steel pipe, plate, and rods. It was welded together, formed and polished, all by hand.
Steel fabrication is very difficult work. It's very hard to form into shapes. And it's not so different from the kind of work we see as architects because, you know, people are struggling to bring a vision forth from materials that are fairly obstinate.
There's a stillness about the piece which belies the incredible noise and chaos that is happening when we're building it. You know, when you're dealing with such thick plate, the force that's necessary to manipulate it is huge, and the hydraulic presses are going, the grinders are going.
I mean, it's really all about nature and man's relationship to nature and what is real and what is not. Stainless steel becoming natural in a way.
Since the late 90s, Roxy has been making a series he calls the Dendroids.
Well, dendroid comes from dendros, which is the Greek word for branching. Within trees, the network of branches is, of course, a dendritic structure, but also the roots underground are reaching out to receive and find the water and nutrients to bring upward into the tree. Just as the dendritic structures above are reaching for the sunlight.
It's a lightning storm for me.
It's the veins in your body.
River deltas.
Neural systems. Another dendritic structure is really the structure of decay. I mean, and that brings this sort of darker side to even this gorgeous tree and the decay that is inevitable for a tree that's returning itself to the earth.